Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person. Getaway Friday, July the 16th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. I was just trying to look for an email I received last week in regard to this station, which I thought was a great email. Let me see if I can find it here very quickly here this morning. Let's see here. When did that email come in last week? It would have been, well, I think it would have been toward the middle or end of last week. Here it is. Oh, wait a second. Almost. We're almost there. I think we're moving in the right direction here. Okay, let me see if I can find this email. All right. Okay, here it is. This came in on July the 2nd. Now, this is kind of neat. July the 2nd, this is a gentleman named Calvin Williams. Now, I'm doing this for a reason, so hopefully you'll bear with me. This came in again on July the 2nd. It said, "Good morning. I was in Marion a couple days ago to sell a car stereo on Facebook Marketplace, and I discovered your radio station. I really like your local programming, and I've been listening every day online on my phone at work for the past few days now. I'm in Columbus, by the way. Calvin Williams." So we thank Calvin for writing in. Now, Calvin, if you're at work right now, listening, give us a buzz if that's possible. I'd love to hear what you like about the station and what you think now that you've been listening for about 14 days. So Calvin Williams, if you're out there in Columbus listening via the TuneIn app and or the internet, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Calvin Williams, if you're out there listening. Now, there are a few things I want to get to here. Now, we are going to do giveaways all morning this morning. We've had a lot of fun with this over the last couple days, and we want to continue to give away tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, and the Wilds, and we will do that the first 3 hours this morning, the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, and 10 o'clock hour. But there's a little bit of housekeeping we got to do here at the top of the show, and then we'll get to that. Do want to remind everybody, coming up on Sunday, free community event, July the 18th, over at the Steak and Shake here in Marion. Bring the whole family, live music, free milkshakes, bounce houses, giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, and more. Plus, bring items from this list of school supplies to help local schools and receive a coupon for a milkshake, a free milkshake, at your next visit. Crayons, markers, glue sticks, Ziploc bags, paper towels, baby wipes, pencils, dry erase markers, Play-Doh, pencil grips, eraser caps, or Clorox wipes. So those are all out there. For the big event on Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Steak and Shake here in Marion. And as I said yesterday, I believe they are under franchise ownership now rather than corporate. Now, here's an interesting thing. It looks like everybody picked up their tickets yesterday, which was good, but there was a note card stuck on the soundboard this morning that says, "Charlene Wilds tickets, Ralph Zoo tickets, and Becky Zoo tickets." Now, I have no idea what this means. Now, see, this is the miscommunication that can happen in the broadcast industry at a radio station. I have no idea what this index card means. I have no idea. I know Fred Malone was on Glenn's show yesterday, so I don't think he was giving anything away. And I don't think Glenn had anything here yesterday to give away, to be honest. And I know this index card was not here yesterday when I left, so I'm really not sure what this is all about. But it does say Charlene Wilde's tickets, Ralph Zoo tickets, and Becky Zoo tickets. So I really don't know what happened. But this index card is here. If anybody has any insight on this, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. But I have no idea what this is about. So there you go. Now here's a whole nother problem I had yesterday. Now, when Mary Ellen Withrow was on the show about, it was right before July the 4th, she came on and talked about two recipes. One was a dip that she makes, and the other was a dessert called gumdrop bars. And a couple days later, when she came to my 4th of July cookout, she brought the dip. And the dip was very good, and everybody liked it, and it was definitely enjoyable. But I had never had the gumdrop bars, and I had mentioned that to her, and she said she had not made the gumdrop bars in quite a while. Well, yesterday, I got an email, and she said, "Scott, I've made some of the gumdrop bars for you. You can come pick those up today anytime you want." And I got so busy yesterday doing other things, I totally forgot to go and get the gumdrop bars. So I'm going to have to do that today. But, I'm here all morning, and I really can't leave. So last night, I was talking this over with somebody, and I said, "All right, how am I going to get these gumdrop bars?" And I thought, well, here's an idea, because, you know, the community has to band together. I think we have two friends out there who drive these city buses. And I thought, why doesn't one of our friends this morning, when they have a free moment, just go out to Mary Ellen's and pick up the gumdrop bars and then bring them here to the station? I think that would be nice. And if they got here before, 1 o'clock this morning, I could try the gumdrop bars on the air. It would be fantastic. It would just be a big, big Getaway Friday program, and everybody would be excited about that. So that's my idea on the gumdrop bars, and I apologize for not going to pick those up yesterday. It just turned into a much busier day than I had anticipated, and honestly, I got the email early in the morning, and I thought I would go out last evening, but I just didn't make it, and it didn't even dawn on me till I got back from my walk that I had not went and picked these up. So, I'm going to hope that somebody is going to bail me out here this morning with these gumdrop bars, because they sound good. I'm not exactly sure what's in them, because I don't remember the recipe, but I'm guessing some kind of gumdrops. But I hear from all kinds of people that these are good. But that's my plan this morning on how to get a hold of the gumdrop bars. Now, does anybody know what this index card here is about? Charlene Wilde's tickets, Ralph Zoo tickets, Becky Zoo tickets, or any thoughts on Mary Ellen and the gumdrop bars? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we're up and running here this morning. Going to get into the trivia very slowly. Yesterday, it was kind of a sad day, because all morning we had wanted our friend Charlene's niece, who works with her at a doctor's office, to call in and sing the Toys R Us theme song. And 2 hours of browbeating and pressuring, we did not get it done. So hopefully this morning, we will get it done. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, that's on the index card. They're probably like, yeah, they were picked up.
Did we have I don't remember Becky winning yesterday. I don't remember Ralph winning yesterday. I remember Becky, Tammy.
Becky won the other day, but I can't remember what that was.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember Tammy won yesterday, and I'm trying, and Bill, Tammy and Bill won yesterday.
Right.
So I don't know what the what this is all about.
Well, I got two more things for you.
Okay.
You were talking here a while back about the pizza being delivered by car, you know, driverless
car, yeah.
Okay, on late night on Oxygen TV, I've seen here lately, they've been advertising that quite heavy. But I'd be darned if I'm going to be running outside picking up a pizza, because they're going to have to pay somebody to operate it, the car, and all. And if the pizza price will probably go up. So, I don't think that's a very good idea. And one more thing. You're talking about the Klondike bars.
Yes.
Okay, late night, also on Oxygen, they have, in the last couple of weeks, been advertising the Klondikes. And they've added a couple new items. Like a drumstick and whatever. They have different commercials. But what I mean is they're using their original theme song. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, so they're back to that.
Yeah, they're using that, and then I saw one the other night with a deserted drumstick and Dr. Taylor, the one where they were showing something else. But evidently they're adding new items.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
They're using their original song.
Well, I appreciate the information. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. Yeah, see, I don't know, honestly, what this index card is about. I remember Bill and Tammy won yesterday, and I think, obviously, Bill and Tammy came in and picked up their tickets because they're gone, which is good. That's what we want to see happen. But I don't know Charlene Wilde's tickets, Ralph Zoo tickets, or Becky Zoo tickets. I have no idea what this is all about. So, there you go. Because I don't think Glenn had anything to give away that I recall. I don't remember there being any tickets around here for him to give away. So that's the way it goes at this. And I don't see any tickets around here to give away. So I really have no idea what it means. But I do think that our friendly bus driver should go over and pick up the gumdrop bars. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Charlene.
Yes.
Hey, the index card, yesterday afternoon after you left or something, a gentleman that was on had a trivia questions about the Andy Griffith Show, and he said he wasn't sure where the tickets were that you kept, and that he would leave a list lay there on the desk for you to know who did win them.
Oh, so he was giving away things he didn't have.
Yeah, he was doing trivia about the Andy Griffith Show, and I called in and answered one of his questions. And he said, now don't come and pick them up today because I'm not exactly sure where Scott keeps the tickets.
So
that's what the index card is for, and I'm still working on my niece to call in and sing the song for you.
Now, are we going to have it today? Because, you know, today
I'm
hoping.
It's
getting depressing.
She's so shy. I told her, I said, nobody can see you.
Nobody can see you.
The phone and sing the song. And I said, nobody can see you. She was singing it all day yesterday. I said, now why can't you do that over the phone?
That's right.
I don't know. I said, nobody can see you.
No. No.
But
no.
She grew up in the era of Toys R Us, and she remembers the giraffe. Actually, I think she had a stuffed giraffe.
Well, see, I don't know why we can't have, because now the audience wants to hear it. We've heard them call in.
Yeah,
they want to hear it. It's heavy duty.
I'm going to work on her again today.
Tell her it's Friday. You know, people need a pick-me-up as they go into the weekend.
Now, you will be there until when today?
I'll be here until 1 o'clock today.
You'll be there until 1. Okay, I'm going to do my best to work on her this morning.
Work on her. Let's get this done.
Okay, and I will be there to get my Wilds tickets. I told my husband I turned them back in. He said, why? I wanted to go. I said, well, I'll try to win 2 more.
Well, see, I'm going to have a conversation with Glenn now, because I he can't just leave index cards around here like this.
He said he would leave a list. He said, don't pick them up today, because I don't know where they are.
He and I are... Now, see, and you know the funny thing? Before I left yesterday, I said, Glenn, do you want to give away anything today? And he said, no, I got Fred Malone on today. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
You
know, we'll have to get this...
He was asking questions about Andy Griffith, and Andy Griffith is one of my all-time favorites. I know every single Solitary episode backward and forward.
All right. Well, I'm glad you won, but we'll have to figure it out with old Glenn.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, see, that's fine. But, you know, I just wish Glenn would have told me he was going to do that. So now we have to go in and make sure that we have enough tickets to give everybody. Oh, people throwing you curveballs here. Okay, so now we know what the index card was about. Now, does anybody know anything about the gumdrop bars? I think that would be nice. That would be a big help here this morning. Just our friendly bus driver drives right out there and picks up the gumdrop bars, and everybody's happy and everybody's excited, and I can eat the gumdrop bars here on the air. I think that's very nice. I like the whole idea of this. Now, if I can find a pair of Wilds tickets, I hope we have a pair here. Let's dig through the thing here. Try to go through Glenn's madness here. All right, 740-383-9944. Oh, another thing I want to talk about here this morning before we get underway with the trivia is the whole governor's thing with vaccinations. Now, it's on the news here this morning, so you can listen to it at the top of every hour. But yesterday I went on, and the story basically was that Governor DeWine said that colleges and schools cannot mandate that people get the coronavirus vaccine. Now, I thought this was odd. Now, here's what I did not know yesterday, and I've learned in the last 24 hours, is that apparently it's just because the FDA has not approved the vaccination. That's what this law blocks. If the FDA has not approved the vaccine, which apparently they have not, then you can't mandate people to get it. But the way that reads, and I'm not saying one way or another here, but it reads that if the FDA does approve it, then the schools will be able to mandate it. And furthermore, when DeWine was speaking about this, he said he wants the FDA to approve this. Now, here's what doesn't make any sense to me. When DeWine was speaking about this, he says, you know, we've given thousands of these shots, and why doesn't the FDA make them not emergency use anymore? Well, if you believe that they're okay, so much so that you want the FDA to make them FDA approved, then why would you sign a measure saying that if they're not FDA approved, the schools can't mandate them? Because basically he's saying you cannot mandate them until the FDA approves them, but I think the FDA should approve them. Well, if you believe they're okay, then why are you putting this block in there? And again, it would be up to the school district. It's not the state saying that you have to mandate them. It's just preventing the schools from mandating them. And apparently, if the FDA does come along and say they are okay, which they eventually are going to do, they wouldn't be giving them to us now if they were not eventually going to approve them, then schools will be allowed to mandate them. So I really don't understand. It's even more confusing now. Because yesterday I thought the governor was saying, well, schools just can't do this. Well, no, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that as long as the FDA has not approved them totally, then schools can't mandate them. But once they do, which he thinks they should do immediately, then schools can mandate it. And he's even saying he thinks this is a reason that people are not getting the shot. To be honest with you, I have never heard anybody say, I'm not getting the shot because the FDA has not approved it. I don't quite understand that. But if anybody has any thoughts on that, before we get into the trivia this morning, give me a buzz, because I did want to make that correction. 34 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the correction from yesterday is not that Governor DeWine says schools can't mandate the COVID-19 vaccine. It's that they can't mandate it until the FDA says that it's okay. They take it off the emergency usage list, which they have not done yet, but Governor DeWine wants them to do, because he thinks that's what's keeping the list low, the numbers low of people getting the vaccine. But I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. It's a really strange thing. Because once again, the thing that makes no sense to me in this is he's telling them to take it off the emergency list because he believes it's okay. Well, if he believes it's okay, then why would you sign a measure saying that until the FDA says it's okay, you can't mandate it in schools or universities? I don't quite understand that. Why would you need to make sign any bills at all? Why couldn't you just say, you know, do what you want at this point? Because again, it will be left up to the schools and universities, and I'm sure not all of them are going to make it mandatory. So it's a little strange at this point. But if you have any thoughts, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, any thoughts on Mary Ellen's gumdrop bars and that whole situation we're in here this morning. And now we know what the index card here that Glenn left is all about. So hopefully we'll be able to take care of that. And now, as we will do for 3 hours here this morning, we're going to continue on with our trivia. So, again, we're going to stick with classic slogans or jingles. Classic slogans or jingles. All right, now this one we did not get yesterday. The first one up this morning, and we're going to draw every hour. First one up this morning, Johnson and Johnson. Now, we did not get this yesterday. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody Google this yesterday or come up with this or search after we did not get it on the air? The slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. Now, it's a very, very, very popular theme song, really. I call it more of a theme song than I guess it's a jingle overall. But it is definitely a song. What is the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? 740-383-9944. This is where we left off yesterday. Are we going to start on a good note here this morning? So far, not much response. This became a difficult one yesterday, the Johnson & Johnson Company. What is their popular slogan and or jingle? 740-383-9944. I can hear everybody hitting those keypads right now, those Google machines. The Johnson & Johnson Company. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? 740-383-9944. No guesses this morning, right off the bat, as we hit 39 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Well, I would not have thought this one would have been a difficult one. Really, I wouldn't have, because this is a rather popular one over the years. Does anybody remember the products and the things that Johnson & Johnson made? Johnson & Johnson was a big kind of, seems to me like I used to see a lot of their commercials during, like, soap operas in the afternoon. Johnson & Johnson. And I think they were headquartered, were they headquartered in Ohio or somewhere close to Ohio? Or was that another company? All right, we're looking for the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. No guesses yet this morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the slogan or jingle is for the Johnson & Johnson Company? Waiting for an answer here. Now, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the wilds all hang in the balance as the morning goes on. And we will do a drawing this morning right before 9 o'clock, right before 10 o'clock, and right before 11 o'clock. But this might be a short drawing because here we are at 40 minutes past the hour and we don't have a guess or a right answer yet in our current hour. Only 20 minutes left and we're hung up here on Johnson & Johnson. What is the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson company? Is everybody still asleep this morning? Getaway Friday morning here on WWGH Radio. What's the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson company? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Again, it's probably more of a jingle, in my opinion, than anything else. Well, the phones seem to be working, but the listeners out there seem to be stumped this morning with the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson company. Wonder what the difficulty is here this morning. Well, here we go. A brave soul is going to try to bust in here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm just an old guy, but when the boys was growing up, Johnson & Johnson, in that day, if it goes back that far, you might recollect what you're asking there. It was baby powder, but I don't know anything about Johnson & Johnson until I heard about the virus medicine coming out there, Johnson & Johnson, but there was a lot of products. That was a good product in its day. But did it go back to something to do with baby powder? Maybe some people would try to connect on that.
You know, it's not baby powder, but it is a product that is used by a lot of kids.
Okay, Scott. Well, hang right in there, buddy. You'll get them.
We'll get them. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. Any guesses out there? 740-383-9944. Slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. And this morning, we are hung up with this one right off the bat. Giving away tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, and the Wilds. Maybe a nice trip this weekend. If you can win the prizes. But you gotta get in here. You gotta tell us what the slogan or jingle is for the Johnson & Johnson Company. But nobody seems to know this one. This seems to be harder than the General Mills slogan was yesterday. And boy, did I catch flack about the General Mills slogan. You know, it was, ho, 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 green giant. But people said, whoa, that's not the slogan at all. Well, it's what's on the paper here. You know, I have to go by the paper. Same thing with Johnson & Johnson here. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? And again, it's a rather famous one. So it's kind of strange that we're not getting it here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The jingle or slogan for the Johnson & Johnson Company. Who's got the answer out there? Who's going to be the smart one this morning here on WWGH Radio that's going to bowl in with their knowledge and mystify us all by telling us what the slogan or jingle is for the Johnson & Johnson Company? Give us a buzz here. What's the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? You know, Johnson & Johnson has produced a lot of products over the years, certainly baby powder. We remember that one. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Is it For All Is Love or For All Love?
Not For All Is Love, but a good guess.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Not For All Is Love. Keep thinking, though. the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. 45 minutes past the hour, a quarter till the top of the hour, 740-383-9944. What is the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? You can get in here, get a chance to win tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, or the Wilds. And right now, your chances would be rather good, because we're going to do a drawing here in about 15 minutes, and nobody is in the competition as of yet, because we cannot figure out the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it Choose Love?
Not Choose Love. Good guess, though. It is not Choose Love. The slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. 46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Does anybody know what it is? Chances will be rather high if you get this, that you could win a pair of tickets this morning, as we now have 14 minutes until the ticket drawing here for hour number one. Johnson & Johnson, what is their slogan? 740-383-9944. Who knows the slogan for the Johnson & Johnson Company? Give me a buzz. It's one of those classic slogans that I know you have heard. It's been out there for years. Years and years and years and years. And everybody uses this product, I guess, made by Johnson & Johnson. Again, we're trying to figure out the Johnson & Johnson slogan or jingle this morning to get in to win a chance to get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds. 47 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Is this going to be a right answer? Go ahead, caller.
No more tears, just enough to use every day.
No, that's a good guess, but not the correct answer.
Is it about baby shampoo?
Not about shampoo.
Nope.
Nope. Not about shampoo. What is... It's about a product, though. Not about shampoo, though. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
It has something to do about baby oil.
Not baby oil, but it has something to do with a lot of kids. A lot of kids would use these.
Right. Baby oil has been around for right at $10, too. They normally use it on the infants or young kids, babies. And baby oil has been that for that purpose for a long, long time, but it's something else with it. I can't remember what it was. Okay.
Hopefully it comes up.
Somebody get it.
Somebody will get it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're looking for the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. Does anybody know what it is? Slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. 740-383-9944. Again, it is a product. And it's a very, very popular jingle and or slogan. Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here. Boy, I'll tell you, if somebody gets this, they might be the winner. Who knows the way we're going here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it For Every Little Wonder?
Not For Every Little Wonder.
Oh, man, okay.
Not For Every Little Wonder, but we're looking for the slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company. Coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here, how many entries are we going to get this hour when we don't have one yet? I don't think we've ever had a default hour where we didn't get any entries. Well, it's looking that way right now, but we got 10 minutes. I have faith that somebody will come in and get the slogan for the Johnson & Johnson Company. 740-383-9944. Who's got the slogan for the Johnson & Johnson Company? All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it best for the baby and best for you?
Not best for the baby, best for you.
Okay,
thank you. Keep on trying, though. Keep on trying. Process of elimination could win the day this morning. Slogan or jingle for the Johnson & Johnson Company? Go ahead, caller.
All right, I'm going to take a stab at it, okay?
Go ahead.
I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids are stuck on me.
That's it. Stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids are stuck on me. I did not...
I don't know what. You're down there at that radio station thinking, this isn't my personal vehicle there, Scott. I can't just ride around and pick up sugary treats for people.
Well, no.
We're only allowed to get off the bus if we have to pee.
But now, hold on a second. Now, I'm not saying... You just pull up outside our house and honk.
Just pull us outside her house and just blow the horn. Doesn't she live in a retirement community?
Well, she does, but it's daytime.
Oh, I'm sure the other residents will love that.
Well, no, she'll just... They'll just...
Never mind me. Scott told me to just lay out on the horn out here.
No, they'll just think that you're there to pick up somebody.
Right.
It'd be fine.
Oh, it would it now?
Yeah, it would.
Well, listen, I can't win, so just, I don't know, pass it on to the next person.
Now, see, when people say that, you can't pass it on to the next, because then the next person gets two entries, and that might be it this hour.
So then I just shouldn't play?
No, play, but just give us a name like you normally have. A surrogate.
Okay, this could be for Ralph, because yesterday I was going to try to help Ralph out with the subway thing, but apparently I didn't get the right answer.
Well, just see about how you can route to get those gumdrop bars.
Well, you told me, just roll up and just lay on the horn.
Not lay on the horn. Just...
And then when I'm in the unemployment office.
No, you just honk the horn. You just don't lay on it. Just honk it, and she'll come out, and she'll say, hey, what are you doing here? And you say, I'm here to pick up Scott's gumdrop bars. And she'll say, oh, yes. And she'll go in and get them, and that'll be that.
Wow, you've really thought this through, haven't you, Scott?
Oh, I think it's... And then you come honk the horn here, and I'll come out and get them.
I'll see what I can do.
Work on that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, trying to get the gumdrop bars. Okay, Ralph is in this morning. Let's move on to the next one see if we can get somebody else in. Wrigley Gum. How about that? What is the slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum? Now, remember, Johnson & Johnson was, I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids are stuck on me. We were stuck on that one for a long time. But what is the slogan for Wrigley Gum? Wrigley Gum. And I tell you, you got a pretty good chance of winning here because we've only got one name in the drawing so far. Wrigley Gum. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum. And again, we'll be doing this all morning this morning, right on up through 11 o'clock, and then maybe during the noon hour. Who knows? We may give some more away. The slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum. Who's going to come in and snatch this one up? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum. All right. Is this going to be another stumper we have this morning? 54 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. We've just got Ralph in the drawing so far. He might be a default winner if we can't get some more people in the drawing here. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Wrigley Gum? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about double your pleasure, double your fun?
That's right. Double your pleasure, double your fun with double mint gum. You have got it. You're in today, Mary. Now, Mary, what do you think of my plan to get these gumdrop bars?
Well, does Mary Ellen, does she drive?
She can come up and
be on the radio with you.
Well, she does drive.
Eating her cookies.
Well, that's true. She does drive, but she made them, so I kind of feel bad asking her to bring them to me.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you, Scott.
We'll have to work it out.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Yes, Wrigley gum was double your pleasure, double your fun with double mint gum. Okay, we've got the Wrigley out of the way. Next one, Gillette. Now here's a little easier one. Gillette, what is the slogan and or jingle for Gillette? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for Gillette. Mary and Ralph are in the competition this morning. Is somebody else going to slide in hour number one here? The slogan or jingle for the Gillette company. Does anybody know what that is? Slogan or jingle for the Gillette company. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Slogan or jingle for the Gillette company. Anybody out there? 740-383-9944. Ralph and Mary in the competition so far this morning. About 3 minutes left to go before our drawing. Is anybody else going to get in the competition? Gillette. The Gillette company. This is one of the more popular ones, I think. Alrighty, here. Go ahead, caller.
A smooth shave that lasts all day.
That's close. Close. Not very
close. That's
what
I said. It's a close shave, man.
It is a close shave, and it does last all day.
Okay.
You've got it. A close shave that lasts all day. The Gillette Company. What is the slogan or jingle for the Gillette Company? 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left to go. The slogan or jingle for the Gillette Company. Does anybody know? Ralph and Mary are in the competition here this morning. And we're looking for some more entries. The slogan or jingle for the Gillette Company. All right, go ahead, caller.
The best a man can get.
The best a man can get. That's absolutely right. You know, that's also the slogan or jingle for some parades.
For some what?
Parades.
Parades?
Parades. Think about it.
I have a funny little story. I went to school with a girl that had that last name, and she was very, very pretty. And all the guys used to always, like, joke around and, like, say that little jingle around it.
Ooh.
It was funny. I guess you had to be there.
Now, did she find that funny?
Not really.
Not really. That's terrible. Poor, poor girl. Who are we putting in the competition here?
Let's just do Ralph again.
Oh, I tell you, his chances are really improving here.
Oh, hot diggity.
To win in the first hour. How's the gumdrop thing working?
Well, not so well, Scott.
Well, it's
not
a
so well.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we've got Ralph in again. Yes, the best a man can get, Gillette. All right, maybe one more we can get in here. Coca-Cola. How about this? Coca-Cola. Now, you've got to get the right Coca-Cola jingle here. Coca-Cola has had a lot of jingles over the years. But what is the jingle or slogan for Coca-Cola that I have written down on my paper? That's what it really comes down to here. We've got Ralph in twice here, and we've got Mary in once. What is the jingle or slogan for Coca-Cola? 740-383-9944. We're going to do our drawing here in about 60 seconds. 740-383-9944. Coca-Cola. Does anybody have a guess here? Last chance to get in this hour, but remember, we're going to do it again next hour, so don't stray far from your radio. We'll be back in about 15 minutes to do another hour of this fun, spine-tingling trivia contest we've got on this Getaway Friday. All right, does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Coca-Cola? 740-383-9944. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get any here, so I'm going to do a drawing here. Well, maybe this is it. Maybe somebody will get in here before the bottom of the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it Taste the Feeling?
Not Taste the Feeling. Good guess, though. Not Taste the Feeling. That's not the one that I have written down. The jingle or slogan for Coca-Cola is what we're looking for here. All right. So, we've got Ralph, Mary, and Ralph. Well, let's take another call here and see if somebody else can get in here. Go ahead, caller. Well, give us a call. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. If that was you, buzz us back. 740-383-9944. And we'll see if we can get you in here. The jingle or slogan for Coca-Cola. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, give the world a Coke.
What's that?
Give the world a Coke.
Give the world a Coke. Not give the world a Coke, but a good guess.
All right.
Not give the world a Coke. Okay, we're going to go to break here, but call us back next hour because we're going to do another drawing here. We've got Mary, Ralph, and Mary. All right, we're going to shake this up here, see if the odds play off. All right. The winner, maybe we'll do one more here, one more call to see if somebody can get it. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
You've got it. I'd like to buy the world a Coke. All right, is this Trish?
Yes, it is.
You're in, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, now we've got four in. We've got Trish, Ralph, Mary, and Ralph. All right, we're going to draw for a pair of tickets to the Wilds this hour, and we're shaking it up here. And the winner is Ralph. All right, Ralph, you've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds waiting for you up here. We're going to break. Going to do this again next hour. Stay tuned.
We have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy